This is Kevin Burke from the School of Kinesiology and Recreation at Illinois State University. Thanks for joining Burke on Mayberry. Well, in this Burke on Mayberry podcast number 76, we're looking at the episode Floyd the Gay Deceiver. In this particular episode, Floyd Lawson, Howard McNair, is really highlighted in his acting ability, and it's really a funny and a cute episode. It starts out, we see Andy sitting on the bench outside reading a paper in front of Floyd's barbershop, waiting on Floyd to arrive. And as Floyd gets there, Andy said that he wanted to get in before Floyd got busy and before he had onions for lunch, and Floyd laughs, realizing that Andy's pulling his leg. And as they go in the door, and Andy starts to get settled in for what he thought was going to be a haircut, he sees a letter laying in the floor, picks it up for Floyd, and then notices that the letter is addressed Floyd Lawson Enterprises. And Andy asks Floyd, what is that? And Floyd said, oh, that's just business. And to make a long story short, what he finds out is that Floyd admits that he's a member of the Lonely Hearts Correspondence Club. It's sort of like the online singles clubs that go on nowadays. But, you know, Andy, they show a little quick camera angle where Andy tries not to laugh or smile at Floyd being in the Lonely Hearts Correspondence Club. But Floyd talks about how he joined this club. He's a single man and trying to meet some people, and that he's been corresponding with a lady by the name of Madeline Grayson. So he opens up the letter and reads it, and all of a sudden we see Floyd. And I love to see Floyd when he's doing his nervous habit and flying around the barbershop and doesn't finish sentences. And what Floyd reveals to Andy is that Miss Grayson is coming to meet him. And you know, this sounds like, well, that's a good thing, except Floyd that tells Andy that he told Miss Grayson that he is a millionaire businessman, which I don't think Floyd is, and Andy Griffith Show never portrays him that way, but Floyd portrayed himself that way to Miss Grayson. So, you know, Andy tries to calm Floyd down by telling him that she's probably done the same thing, probably has deceived him in some way, because she claims to own some residences in Baltimore and Palm Beach. And Floyd gets really upset with himself in this scene and keeps looking in the mirror and calls himself a miserable, deceitful wretch. And notice in this scene that Andy calls the mirror a looking glass. How many of you, particularly if you grew up in the South, heard a mirror called the looking glass? Floyd keeps calling himself a wretch and says he's going to Nashville. His whole idea was to go to Nashville, Tennessee, to avoid having to meet with Miss Grayson. So one of the next scenes, we see Floyd and Andy in the courthouse, and Floyd is really playing hard as he can on Andy's sympathy to try to get Andy to help him out of this. And Andy knows what he's doing, and he sort of just lets it go and acts like he's not going to help. And then as soon as Floyd steps out, Andy says, Floyd, brings him back in and says he'll help him. And of course, Floyd calls Andy a prince of a fellow. So what they decide to do is it just so happens that Andy has the key to the Cliff Devereaux family's home, which is a very lovely home. The Devereaux's are on a trip in New Orleans for a few days, and Andy was going to look out for the house for him. And again, small town feel there, the local sheriff having the key to the home to look after the house. I mean, you know, many times we might call the police and tell them we're out of town, please drive by the house. But in this town, Andy has a key. It shows the trust between the family and Andy gladly does it. So they go to the Devereaux's house, and the whole idea is Andy says, if we're going to do this, we're going to have to do it right. So Andy dresses up a little bit, and you see Aunt B comes in, and she's dressed as a maid. And Andy even tells her she looks like Fifi. Fifi the maid. As they're standing there talking, and by the way, Floyd's wearing a fancy blazer, not like you'll see him on just about any other time. So as they're talking, Aunt B hears a car drive up, and then they all go into a panic, and Floyd's going to go to the door, and Andy says, no, you're rich, remember, so we got to have Aunt B go to the door. So Aunt B goes to the door, and she's acting real, maidish-like, and the way she's moved and her flowing movements and the way she's talking. And so Miss Grayson comes in, and she, by the way, she's driving a convertible, a fancy Ford convertible. And what's interesting is how the plot really develops here, where You know, Miss Grayson is interested in who's Andy. You know, Floyd has not mentioned Andy in any of his letters to her, and Floyd, off the cuff, said, "He's my son." And you can see the look on Andy's face. And of course, Andy goes along with this. And again, I've talked about this in other Burke on Mayberry podcasts, but there are times, although we see Andy as an honest and true guy, that Andy will tell little fibs for the good of the cause. And this was certainly for the good of Floyd's cause, if for nothing else. And so they're talking about Andy and Madeline not realizing that Floyd had a son that age. And they talk about why Andy's not around. Floyd said the reason I didn't mention him, he's not around because he's off study. And that's going to be our trivia question a little bit later on. Then out of the blue, Opie shows up. And he comes in and says, "Paul." And Madeline, of course, hears this. But Floyd tells Madeline that Opie is his other son, so he's got a real young son and an older son. And of course, Madeline's wondering why he said Pa, and then, you know, Andy says, "Well, that's my name, Andrew Paul Lawson." So again, Andy, with his quick thinking, comes up with something there. Andy decides that Floyd and Madeline need some time to talk, so he goes in the kitchen. It's so funny because Floyd wants to go in with him, but Andy says, "No, you got to stay here and talk." So Madeline and Floyd sit on the couch, have a nice conversation, and Madeline talks about how she's been deceived many times with these letters, and she knows she can trust Floyd by his deep blue eyes. And what she does is, she really, in a sneaky way, sort of like in another sneaky way where Barney ends up proposing in another episode. And by the way, notice this is one of these episodes where Barney doesn't appear. But in this episode, Madeline, in a tricky way, tricks Floyd into inviting Madeline to stay at the home for a week, which is a big dilemma when they only have this. First of all, it's not Floyd's house, and the Devereaux are going to be back in just a couple of days. It's obviously not going to work. So she goes out to her car to get her bags, and Floyd tells Andy what's going on. And so Floyd just doesn't know what to do, so Andy sends him into the kitchen, and Andy decides he's going to sit down and tell Madeline that all this was just play acting, as we hear in this episode from Aunt Bee. And so as Andy's beginning to tell Madeline Grayson about how Floyd has sort of deceived her, she misinterprets what Andy's about to say and figures that Andy has figured her out. And it turns out, as Andy had predicted in the beginning of the episode, that she was faking all of this, and she was going to, you know, just take some of Floyd's money and live with him for a while. So Andy realizes this, and so does not reveal that Floyd was faking, and basically Andy suggests that she get in her rented car and leave. So as Madeline leaves the house, Floyd comes back, and what's really touching here is Floyd is so concerned with Madeline and that he's been deceitful, and he says all these things that makes Andy at the spur of the moment realize how much Floyd really thought of her. And Andy decides, rather than tell Floyd the truth, that he would just let him believe what he wants to believe and not really mess up what he's thinking of Madeline. Again, it's an interesting choice. You know, in one sense, you might think if Andy told Floyd the truth, he might feel better. But in this sense, Andy goes a little higher level thing and says, "Hey, you know, Floyd thinks she's a really nice lady. He's never going to see her again. Why not just go ahead and let him believe that to get something positive out of the situation?" So she leaves, and we get the dilemma solved. Well, in the final scene on this episode, we come back to the barbershop, and this time Andy's getting in the chair again to get the haircut that he never got in the first place because of the miserable, deceitful wretch of Floyd. And Andy sees another letter on the floor. And, you know, before they look at the letter, Andy is called, you know, Floyd reminds Andy that he's, and Andy says the word for him, real prince. And Floyd says he's learned his lesson. He'll never do deceitful stuff like that again. But as they open the letter, they see it's addressed to another Floyd, a movie director. And I love the way this episode ends, in that Andy makes Floyd look in the mirror and call himself a miserable, deceitful wretch over and over again. So again, a fun little episode is highlighting Floyd. Now, for the Burke on Mayberry trivia question, here it is. In this deceit that Floyd and Andy are doing with Miss Grayson, Andy says he's never at home because he's out studying to become a certain profession. What was that profession? Again, what profession did Andy and Floyd tell Miss Grayson that Andy was studying to be? If you know the answer to that, you can email me at Burke burke@mayberry.com. That's burke@mayberry.com. Or you can go to the Burke on Mayberry website, which is burkeonmayberry.com. And there you'll find, beside episode number 76, the title Floyd the Gay Deceiver, in parentheses, you'll see the answer to the trivia question. I appreciate all the emails you get. And again, I'd like to give another shout out for the Two Chairs No Waiting, the other Mayberry podcast put on by my friend Alan Newsom. And you can get this podcast, Burke on Mayberry, either through iTunes or go to the Mayberry.com website, and you can subscribe to it without iTunes, whichever you choose to do. But we appreciate you listening. Again, as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours, and thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.